Hello, this is Rich Green, and welcome to Peak Performer Tips. This podcast is designed for people that are looking to live richer, more rewarding lives. If this is you, you'll enjoy the bits of information and wisdom contained here that are sure to make your day and your life happier. Remember, in order for things to change, you must change. The title of this podcast is The Power of Gratitude. Gratitude is an emotion expressing appreciation for what one has as opposed to what one wants. Studies show that we can deliberately cultivate gratitude and can increase our well-being and happiness. You don't have to be rich or well-off to practice gratitude. In fact, the key word in that last sentence that I just spoke for many people is practice. For most people in Western civilizations, this struggle for daily survival doesn't even register as a thing that people think about. If you have food, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you're wealthier than 75% of the people in the world. If you have money in the bank or your wallet, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you're healthy, you're more blessed than a million people who will not survive this week. For these things alone, you should say a little prayer of thanks to whatever higher power you believe in. You don't pray? Well, then send positive thoughts out and thanks out to the universe. Trust me, it's listening. And this is your first act of gratitude, acknowledging that you are one of the few who doesn't live in squalor, wondering if you'll wake up tomorrow. Having a sense of gratitude is a mindset. It is a method of putting things into perspective or putting a positive spin on things. Some people like to call it seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. What's the difference? Well, there's no difference in the amount of liquid in the glass, only how you view it. The half full glass is symbolistic for the good things you have in life or the things you are grateful for. In this life, there are always going to be people that are more fortunate than you and less fortunate than you. But living a life that is fulfilling isn't all about fortune. It's about the journey that you're on. It's about the experiences that you have, and it's about the people whose lives you make a difference in. Everyone has the ability to be thankful for what they have. And sometimes it seems like life has dealt you one bad hand after another. That doesn't mean you still can't recognize and be grateful for the little things that you have in life. In fact, practicing gratitude for just the small things can have a powerful influence on your degree of happiness. Research shows that people that practice gratitude daily report greater levels of happiness and satisfaction than most other people. I'm going to share with you a simple way you can begin to practice and experience the power of gratitude in your life. As part of your daily planning routine, write down three things that you're grateful for. It's as simple as this. I'll give you an example. This morning, I'm grateful for, number one, a restful night's sleep. Number two, the sunny day outside that lifts my spirits. Number three, a family that is supportive of my dreams. Now, you're going to want to do the same thing before you go to bed. You've experienced all sorts of activities that have happened during the day and things that you should be grateful for. And so let me give you another three examples here. Tonight, I am grateful for my job that provides me and my family a means to live a comfortable life. Number two, my work team who makes my job more enjoyable. Number three, my good friend who I had lunch with today. Record your morning and evening gratitudes for the next 30 days. Practice self-awareness regarding your mental and emotional states as you do this exercise, and you'll begin to notice a lightness and a greater sense of well-being. This is the power of gratitude at work. Over time, you'll become more aware of the many gifts that you have to enjoy. It'll not be forced morning or nightly exercise, but an awareness that is spontaneous. You may find that the habit of writing morning and evening gratitude statements provides a solid anchor and a tool to carry you through the tough times and to celebrate the good ones. Thanks for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have an idea or you'd like to see a particular topic covered in Peak Performer Tips, just send me an email. My personal email address is rich@richgreen.me. Until next time, I hope you have a great day and an even better tomorrow.